Today on Introductions, our guest is 17-year-old saxophonist Tim Hua, a sophomore at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, where he was admitted early to study saxophone performance. Tim was a finalist for the 2010 Crane Mailing Chicago Symphony Orchestra Youth Auditions and a winner of the 2010 Walgreens National Concerto Competition. And he's prepared for us music this hour by Benjamin Britten, Lars Erik Larsson, and more coming up after this short break. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we're live in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio, and our guest is 17-year-old saxophonist Tim Hua, a sophomore at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, where he studies saxophone with Professor Deborah Richtmeier. He previously studied with Jeremy Ruthroff. Tim was a finalist in the 2010 Crane Mailing Chicago Symphony Orchestra Youth Auditions and a winner of the 2010 Walgreens National Concerto Competition at Midwest Young Artists, of which he's an alum. His program this hour will include the Tableau de Provence by French composer Paul Maurice, as well as part of a sonata by American composer Paul Creston, and part of the Concerto for Orchestra by Swedish composer Lars Erik Larsson. So we're all over the world this hour. But he'll begin now with two of the six Metamorphoses after Ovid by Benjamin Britten, starting with the first movement called Pan and followed by the fourth movement named Bacchus. This is Introductions.
Thank you.
17-year-old saxophonist Tim Hua in part of the Six Metamorphoses after Ovid by Benjamin Britten. We heard the first and the fourth movements, Pan and Bacchus, live here on Introductions. Well, welcome to WFMT, Tim. That was fantastic, a great opening to this hour. So, Tim, when we first contacted you to invite you on this program, I think you were in high school, and then all of a sudden you kind of jumped to college, and yeah. now you study at the University of Illinois, but you are still 17 years old. So how did this all happen?
Last summer, I went to ISYM, which is the Illinois Youth Summer Music Program down at University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign. From there, I studied a week with Professor Rick Meyer, and I found out through the website, school's website, that there was an early enrollment program which you could apply for as a high school student.
Mm-hmm. And your first year of high school, you did spend in Chicago, and you went to Chi Arts, the new Chicago Public High School for the Arts. And so what is different about learning music in university instead of in high school, even at a performing arts high school?
Well, we definitely had a lot more time to practice, and our music classes were structured very well in high school, but in college, we spend most of our time in theory, oral skills classes, and in history, whereas we did get those in the Chicago High School for the Arts. It's a great place, but the level is completely different.
Sure, I can imagine. Well, it takes a whole new level of maturity to attend college when you're 16 years old at first, and also in addition to a technical ability in your instrument and musical ability, but it also requires that you make a very important decision early on when you're a teenager about whether you want to play saxophone for as a profession. So was that an easy decision for you to make?
I think it was. I think it was around sixth grade where I made my first decision to want to become a saxophonist as a teacher and a performer.
Sixth grade.
Sixth grade. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm glad that it was a good decision for you from what we've heard so far, and I can't wait to hear some more. Next, we're going to hear some music from Swedish composer Lars-Erik Larsson. What are we going to hear?
We're going to hear the second movement from Larsson's Concerto for Saxophone. It's one of my favorite second movements because of its lyricism and its the extended techniques used in it. It's pretty fun to play, too.
And by extended techniques, what do you mean?
There will be some altissimo notes in the second movement, and I will also have to circular breathe.
Wow. So is that something that is as difficult as it sounds?
Altissimo notes sometimes can be pretty mean to the player and require some practice, but circular breathing is done by many wind players.
By many wind players and after many hours of practice.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk more about how you practice a little bit later on, but for now, let's hear the second movement, the Adagio, from the Concerto for Saxophone by Swedish composer Lars-Erik Larsson. And this time, we will hear pianist Kavina Lam, and Tim is switching his soprano saxophone for his alto right now. So this is Introductions live from WFMT's 11 Performance Studio. That was part of the Concerto for Saxophone by Lars Erik Larsen. We heard the second movement, the Adagio, performed by 17-year-old saxophonist Tim Haw with Kavina Lam on piano, live here on Introductions in our Love and Performance Studio. Thank you to both of you. Thank you, Tim. That was gorgeous. And how long have you been working on that piece?
I've played that for my freshman recital.
Uh-huh.
So a couple months.
For a couple months only. So it's been with you for not a whole lot of time, and maybe later on you'll learn the full concerto.
Right.
Well, we'll hear more from Tim in a little bit. You can listen to this edition of Introductions again on our website, wfmt.com/introductions, which is also where you can audition to perform on this program. We welcome your YouTube auditions, or you can upload a music file. We also welcome your comments. Visit our Facebook page or send a note to introductions@wfmt.com. Let's take a short break now. When we return, we'll hear Tim in part of a sonata for piano and saxophone, and in music from France, the Tableau de Provence by Paul Maurice. Please stay with us. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, our guest is 17-year-old saxophonist Tim Haw, a sophomore at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, where he studies saxophone with Deborah Richtmeier. He previously studied in Chicago with Jeremy Ruthroff. He's a very young alum of Midwest's Young Artists in Highwood and a past winner of the Walgreens National Concerto Competition, as well as a finalist of the 2010 Crane Mailing Chicago Symphony Orchestra Youth Auditions. And he's also sort of an alum of Chi Arts, the Chicago High School for the Arts in Chicago. He spent a year there before being admitted early to the University of Illinois. So, Tim, I really love your how you got started on saxophone story, and I'm hoping that you will share this with everybody.
All right. I started to play saxophone, first of all, because my dad, he loves the instrument, and ever since I was around 3 years old, he would play saxophone albums, and especially Kenny G albums.
Kenny G,
right.
Known for the smooth jazz saxophone.
Yeah, so I grew up listening to Kenny G, and ever since then, when I turned around four, I wanted to play the saxophone.
Uh-huh.
But unfortunately, my hands weren't big enough to fit on the keys.
Okay, so you had that's kind of a big obstacle to overcome. So
right, yeah.
What did you do then?
I waited a couple years until I was seven, and I was in the States, and I started my first lesson in upbeat music in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So I used a baritone saxophone harness, and I had a stand made from giant mega blocks to hold the saxophone up for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Whatever it takes, right?
Right.
But you continued with the instrument through your whole career, almost your whole life, basically.
Yeah, basically.
So what do you like so much about the saxophone?
I like the tone and the ability to express oneself fully, in my opinion. And there's really a lot of good music written for saxophone out there, too.
Now, the saxophone is interesting because I think it's an instrument that everybody thinks that they know well or are familiar with. But is there something that most people don't expect out of the instrument?
A lot of people don't expect us to play classical music.
Uh-huh.
Nowadays, there's more of us concert saxophonists, but we also have many extended techniques such as circular breathing, altissimo notes, slap tongues, multiphonics
mm-hmm.
that are more advanced.
And it comes from a great French tradition.
Right.
And I understand that you've actually gone to France to study saxophone.
Yeah, I spent last summer for a couple weeks in Poitiers, France, for the Habanera Saxophone Academy.
So was there something that you learned there that you hadn't thought of before?
They pay a lot of attention to actually silent practicing, where you try to reduce all the key noise that you make. And I haven't tried that before.
So just pressing them more delicately?
Something like that, yeah.
Uh-huh. And has that helped you?
It has for some points, actually, and sometimes I hear a lot of clicking, clacking when I'm playing, and it helps reduce that.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm looking forward to your next piece. It's by American composer Paul Creston, a standard part of the saxophone repertoire. Now, what makes it standard? Why does everybody like it so much?
Well, it was written for Cecil. So a lot of people were taught this piece, and it's played for many master classes and competitions.
And which movements are we going to hear?
I'll be playing the second movement, which is titled With Tranquility, and then the first, which is titled With Vigor.
So here is Tim now in two movements from the Sonata for Alto Saxophone and Piano by Paul Creston, and he'll be performing this with pianist Kavina Lamb. This is Introductions live from WFMT's Levin Performance Studio.
Thank you.
17-year-old saxophonist Tim Hoare with pianist Kavina Lamb in the Sonata for Alto Saxophone and Piano by Paul Creston. We heard two of the movements from that piece, starting with the second movement, which is called With Tranquility, and then that was followed by the first movement, With Vigor. And Tim, you performed that with this wonderful relaxed confidence, and it was fun to watch you perform that, and it was clear that you've worked hard both on your instrument in general and on that piece, and it definitely shows off all that practicing that you do. And we're in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio live right now. So, Tim, you've had the unique opportunity, I think, at such a young age to both study with a lot of different teachers in master classes, but also study intensely one-on-one with both your current professor and your teacher from Chicago. So what is some of the most important advice that you have gleaned from your teachers over the last several years?
One of the most important things is from both my teachers and all my other instrumental teachers is play from your heart and always know what you want to express and have something to say mm-hmm. with your music.
So not only learning the notes, but maybe learning the story behind the piece, knowing the emotions that are supposed to be conveyed or that you want to convey in the piece.
Right.
And what about once you get to the nitty-gritty of actual saxophone performance, what advice do you keep in your mind while you're practicing?
Well, I always do slow practicing with a metronome on, uh-huh. even though the metronome sometimes drives me crazy.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah. And a new thing this year is from my professor is putting holds on every other note and then more than like four notes and then grouping together and then doing by groups.
So when you say put a hold on every other note, even in a passage with a lot of notes in them, you'll stop every other note and just hold it.
Right.
Literally.
Yeah, fermata on every other note.
Uh-huh. And what is that intended to help you do?
It helps you mentalize or think about your fingers moving from each note uh-huh. and being able to hit them accurately.
Good advice.
Yeah.
So the slow practice is something that is in common with every instrument. So for
right.
example, if you're playing a really fast passage with a lot of notes, or if that's the goal, how slow will you actually go?
Start around quarter note equals 50.
So like note.
Yeah.
Note. Pretty slow.
Right.
Well, it's good to know that even people as advanced as you have to start from somewhere.
Yeah.
And this next piece, I don't know, but I'm guessing that you had to do a little bit of slow practice on this.
Definitely. There's some parts which are technically difficult for my fingers.
And we're talking about the Tableau de Provence by Paul Maurice, and that's Paul with an E on the end of it because right. that's a female name mm-hmm. in French.
Right. She's the wife of another French composer, Pierre Lantier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is her grand work, and this is going to be your grand finale. And this is what you performed at the CSO Crane Mailing Youth Auditions a couple of years ago, or last year, actually. So how did you get involved with this piece?
The first time I heard this piece was at the North American Saxophone Alliance Conference.
Mm-hmm.
There was somebody who played this for a masterclass. Back then, I wasn't very familiar with the piece, but when I heard it, I immediately wanted to play when I got home.
So this piece gives an impression of Provence in southern France in five movements. Can you tell us what the movements are?
The first movement, translating, is Dance of the Young Girls, where it's a dance of country girls, not exactly dainty girls, but mm-hmm. with more firm. Yeah. And then the second movement is a Song for My Love, which is showing one's love for another mm-hmm. in a short movement. And the third movement, we have The Bohemian or The Gypsy. It's a piece that requires, as my professor would say, a lot of sass, and it has to be sexy and fiery and firm and strong.
Uh-huh.
It's very fun to play.
We'll listen for that. And then the fourth movement.
The fourth movement is a sigh of the soul of the Alicamps, which mm-hmm. is a Roman necropolis in France.
Okay. And then we'll end with?
Le Cabinet, which is translated into the Bumblebee.
So do we get a great impression of Southern France from this?
We do. I really like the programmatic work and how you can almost see the pictures when you're playing.
So next time you have an excuse now to study abroad in Provence so you could delve deeper into the emotion behind this piece.
Right.
So you could add that, put in a few applications for that. So let's hear now the Tableau de Provence by Paul Maurice, a female French composer. And this is going to be performed by Tim Hua. And he's 17 years old. He goes to the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. And this is the piece he performed for the Chicago Symphony Orchestra Crane Mailing Youth Auditions in 2010, for which he was a finalist. He's going to perform this with pianist Kavina Lam, a doctoral student at the U of I. And he's performing it live here in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio on Introductions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Music by French composer Paul Maurice. We heard her Tableau de Provence performed by 17-year-old saxophonist Tim Hoa with pianist Kavina Lam. That was fantastic, Tim. Thank you so much for this wonderful recital this morning. You must have felt such a sense of accomplishment after completing the piece we just heard.
Yes, my first time playing through a whole program of music this long.
Wow, well, you did a great job. And you're well on your way on your music career, and we look forward to keeping track of you in the future. Is there a particular musical dream that you have? Maybe an orchestra that you'd like to one day play with, or a piece you want to play?
I just hope that I can become a professor of saxophone at a university.
Uh-huh.
I want to be able to teach students and get people to know the instrument well.
Well, you're definitely following the right path already at 17 years old. Tim is a student, early admittance student to the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. And before that, He was a student at Chai Arts, the Chicago High School for the Arts. He's also a former student of the Merritt School of Music in Chicago and Midwest Young Artists in Chicago. And you can listen to this performance again, find the complete program, and upload an audition to perform on Introductions by visiting our website, wfmt.com/introductions. We welcome your comments about this series. Our address is introductions@wfmt.com, or find us on Facebook. Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. The executive producer is Steve Robinson. Our engineer today was Peter Serban, and our theme music was performed by Trio Vita, and special thanks to Aaron Cody today. I'm David Polk, the host and producer of Introductions. Please join us again next week here on WFMT.